From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is now undergoing treatment in Houston, where Dr. Dong Kim says she's still showing good signs of recovery.
She's interacting with us and our family. What we're talking about is specifically language, and that's what we're trying to assess. But there are many ways that we interact with gestures and so on, and that is already happening.
Giffords is to remain in the Texas Medical Center's intensive care unit for a few days before she's transferred to its rehabilitation facility. Doctors say she's facing 4 to 6 months of rehab as part of her treatment for a gunshot wound to the head she suffered nearly 2 weeks ago. The chairman of an influential Senate subcommittee is investigating why the Defense Department won't cover the cost of intensive care for veterans with traumatic brain injuries. As NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports, Senator Claire McCaskill is launching the probe because of troubling questions raised by NPR and ProPublica.
When civilians get a brain injury, doctors often prescribe what's called cognitive rehabilitation. It's designed to retrain patients' brains, in effect, to think. But the Pentagon's insurance system, called TRICARE, refuses to pay for veterans who come home from the wars with brain injuries to get the same treatment. Officials at the Defense Department say here's why. A Pentagon contractor studied cognitive rehab and concluded there's not enough evidence it works. But Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat from Missouri, says that reports by NPR and ProPublica suggest that the contractor's study was deeply flawed. They also suggest that Pentagon officials are worried that cognitive rehab for vets could cost hundreds of millions of dollars. Now McCaskill is asking the Secretary of Defense to turn over confidential documents. They could shed light on what's going on behind the scenes. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
President Obama says he wants to see a doubling of U.S. exports to the world market within the next 2 years. Karen DeWitt of New York State Public Radio reports that the president spoke after touring General Electric's new energy manufacturing plant in Schenectady, New York.
The president used his speech as a pep talk for American industry. Mr. Obama says GE, which currently has contracts with India, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia for turbine manufacturing, is poised to break into the next large market, China. The president says he laid the groundwork for that during his meeting with Chinese leader Hu Jintao earlier in the week.
They're selling here, and that's fine, but we want to sell there. We want to open up their markets so that we got two-way trade, not just one-way trade.
The president also appointed GE CEO Jeffrey Immelt to chair his new Council of Jobs and Competitiveness, saying it's time to focus on speeding up the nation's slow economic recovery. For NPR News, I'm Karen DeWitt in Schenectady, New York.
This is NPR News. President Obama says that seven companies providing school lunches are promising healthier meals. Mr. Obama says the firms have agreed to increase their nutritional standards by 50% within the next 5 years. The president says he's convinced the higher standards will lead to better health among students. The companies taking part in the agreement say adding more lean meats and whole grains, for example, will not mean higher school lunch prices. The agreement affects around 30 million students nationwide. Costume designer Theoni V. Aldridge has died. She was 78 years old. NPR's Bob Mondello reports that Aldridge created the glittering gowns for Dreamgirls on Broadway and the crisp linen suits that Robert Redford wore in The Great Gatsby.
It was remarkable what Theoni V. Aldridge could do with a bit of fabric and maybe some sequins, transform chorus boys into showgirls in La Cage aux Folles, turn a pint-sized Andrea McArdle into a cartoon character in the musical Annie, and create an iconic rehearsal hall look and a glistening gold-on-gold finale for a chorus line.
One singular sensation, every little step she takes.
Aldridge designed costumes for more than 100 Broadway shows, everything from tap shoes for 42nd Street to royal robes for King Lear. And she was nearly as active in Hollywood, with such films as Network, Moonstruck, and Never on Sunday, to her credit, all in addition to her Oscar-winning designs for The Great Gatsby. Bob Mondello, NPR News, Washington.
MSNBC's Countdown with Keith Olbermann has taped its last episode. The host made the announcement before viewers Friday. Olbermann did not say why he is leaving. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for